The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, September the 3rd, the day after Labor Day. Yesterday we had Larry Brown on. Today we got one of Larry Brown's old friends.
Yes.
Longtime friends.
Yeah, let's...
I won't say old. Vera Nichols, good to have you here,
good
Vera.
To be here.
University Extension. And I always enjoy having you on because you've got such interesting topics. Today we're going to deal with that gray matter that's inside our skull, right?
The brain. And you know, healthy habits make for a healthy brain. And healthy brains make for healthy habits.
Yeah,
healthy people. Yeah. And you know, I love good news. So the good news is no matter how old you are, you have the ability to change the brain in positive ways. And when we do that, we can change our lives.
So, okay, I want you to repeat that again. No matter how old you are, we have the ability to change our brain in a positive way.
Yes.
Doesn't make any difference if you're 90 or 95 years old.
That's right.
Because I hear people sometimes who are in their 70s or 80s and you say something, they say, oh, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
You're never too old for it.
Well, you know, the research used to say years ago that, well, once you got to a certain age, your brain just sort of got stagnant. Well, that's not true, because your brain's more like Play-Doh than cement. And cement means, okay, this is the way I am. And that's what happens, what you're saying, when people get older. Like, well, I can't change. I can't learn anything new. Well, we have the opportunity, through cultivating different experiences and thoughts, to create a different brain and a different life. And, you know, we've got hundreds of billions of neurons or nerve cells in the brain. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And what we know is that the term, when neurons fire together, they wire together. Mm-hmm. So doing things through experiences, through thoughts, repeatedly, the positive things create more. Those negative things keep you in that track.
So if we think more in a positive way, we are going to mold those neurons together to be positive.
Yes, and they're not going to, some of them sort of die off. You want to have lots of experiences, you know. You want to do lots of things to keep that brain firing and making those strong connections.
Think of it this way. If we don't exercise our body, it becomes weak and flabby.
Exactly.
If we don't exercise our mind, it, too, is going to become weak and flabby.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've all heard the expression, whether it's how we use our brain or use our muscles, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to stay active. So there's lots of things we're learning. One is to give your brain kind of a little workout, challenge it at times. You know, altering routines. Some days we get up and we do the same thing over and over, and that's great, but maybe shift it around. If you're accustomed to doing one thing first, put it in second order. That gets the brain, because the brain gets used to doing things.
And you have to actually think about it.
You do have to have intention.
You got to think about it, because sometimes we get into a habit, as you said, of doing certain things a certain way, and you go about doing it without even thinking. You're an automatic pilot.
Exactly. So you want with intention. What I do sometimes is take a different route someplace. If I'm driving in the car, or say I'm taking my walk. I walk in the same area usually, but I don't want to take the same street that goes to the park that goes the same way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The brain needs that variation.
Well, it like working on crossword puzzles. That's good for the brain, right?
It's great for the brain. And that's the other thing, too, is challenge yourself sometimes. Maybe it's reading. Maybe, have you ever started to read an article or a book and it's like, oh, this is too much work. It's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, push through it. Maybe there's words in there that I've never seen before. Well, look them up. What's that mean? You know, that's challenging and working your brain in different ways. If you're used to doing an easy level puzzle, try for that medium level. And again, not so much to create extra stress, but just to challenge in
the
healthy ways.
The other thing, while you were telling this, I was thinking, one problem I have is remembering people's names. Mm-hmm. And I find that if I concentrate when somebody says something and try to put their name with something else, I have an easier...
That's a great...
That's like cross-referencing.
Yes. One of the reasons why we don't always remember things is that we are distracted. Mm-hmm. Or we're thinking about what we're going to say. So when we're being introduced, we're going to be ready to say something.
Right.
Instead of just listening, like you said, making a connection. And then you find even saying that person's name while you're talking with them. Well, Paul, it's so good to meet you.
Yeah.
Tell me, Paul, what did...
Right. I've had people do that.
Yes.
And that's probably why they're doing it.
Well, sure. It's making a connection. One of the things that we know is that when we are very stressed or we are sleep deprived, then many times we're producing that hormone cortisol, which really works against us, and we're not able to store information or retrieve information in the brain.
If we're sleep deprived.
If we're sleep deprived or we are highly stressed.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think a lot of people are highly stressed and sleep deprived.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't get enough sleep either.
Sure. So that makes it difficult to store information in the brain for retrieval later, and it also makes it harder to retrieve the information when you want it.
Okay.
And, you know, so again, some other simple things, eating well, the Mediterranean diet, which has a focus on fruits and vegetables and nuts and whole grains
and
olive oil and fish,
that is
shown many, many studies to be healthy for the brain, healthy for the heart, healthy for the body, managing stress in healthy ways.
And even if you, if everybody says, well, I've got so much to do, I'm stressed out, but take 5 minutes. 5 minutes, everybody can afford to take 5 minutes out of your day just for you. Just for you. Say,
yes.
This is my 5 minutes. Turn off the cell phone. Turn off the radio, except when radio friends come on. And just have your quiet time and meditate.
What I have recalled from my past when I wasn't living as healthy a life as I could, and what I've seen in others, is when we say we don't have time and make a big deal out of not having time is when we most need it.
Right. Vera, we're out of time.
Really?
Are you having a class on this?
Yes.
Okay, how can people, real
quick. Taking care of you. Call 445-9792, University Extension.
445-9792. Operators are standing by right now. Vera Nichols, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have.
And
it's amazing you were saying when you don't have enough time, and I had to say we're out of time. Tomorrow, Second Chance and Capital City Players. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.